fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean,
fearless men,
just who jump and die.
The men
who mean just what they say.
Silver brave men upon their chest.
These are men, America's best chest. 100
men
will test
America's best.
But 100 men
when the will
test today.
But only
trained to live off nature's land ray.
Trained
combat and a hand land.
Men who fight
trained in combat
by night and
a hand.
Men
who fight
from the
by night and day.
Silver wage takes
upon their chest
ray.
These are men
wind.
America's best
chest.
100
men
will test
America's best.
But
100 men
will
test today.
But only
three home
a young wife
waits.
Her green
beret
has met
his fate.
He has died
for
those
of his fate.
He has died
this last
for those of rest.
But silver
weepers
on
my son's
request.
Make him
the ones
of
my son's
chest.
He'll be
young and one.
He'll
buy America's
best.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or signed since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets.
Several different governments and military are taking
RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into
the inner
shelter
dome homes. May be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at...
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here. Well, this is not we're back. We're just getting started, aren't we? I had some technical difficulties this morning. I apologize, but we're now live here on Wednesday, the 2nd day of May. And before we get to our special guest, prepper tip of the day, get your spare parts kits for your firearms now while you can. It's easy. It's inexpensive. It's simple. If you don't know how to do that, contact Jimmy at Desert Eagle Shooters, that's DesertEagleShooters.com, and he will work with you to get your spare parts kits put together for your rifle, shotguns, pistols. Well, our guest the first hour, as it is most first hours on Wednesdays, is Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney has taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's an accomplished amateur archaeologist and weekly radio talk show host, as well as a prolific author. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. We're all here.
We're all here, finally. Yes, sir. Well, Jim, you pay attention to a lot of the goings-on on the international scene. A lot of people, including myself, were caught quite off guard by the peace process that appears to be commencing between North and South Korea. And the Prime Minister, President of South Korea, urging that President Trump be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. That caught me off guard. How about you, Jim?
Yeah, considering that Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize 2 weeks into office, and it was one of the most devastating periods of time in the world, not to mention absolute devastation of rights, taking over countries, Benghazi. I mean, the insanity. The Nobel Prize, to me, has become a sham. And in science also, unfortunately, especially in physics, where they've been promoting really bad physics. But the Nobel Peace Prize for Trump, I mean, it would be a good acknowledgement, but the Nobel Prize has been taken over by what you might call the deep state of science and the political world. So in a real world, that would be appropriate. In today's world, it's like so many other things. It probably won't happen, as some other people were joking. Lindsey Graham, I saw him talking about this on an interview, and he was joking. He said they'll probably give it to Kim Un-jung or somebody, you know, instead of Trump. Well, so anyway, we're not the only ones that might joke about the Nobel Prize.
I'm sure. Well, there's a committee that makes a decision as to who gets awarded the various Nobel Prizes. And I agree with you, Jim. Those committees have been taken over by the deep state and by people who have agendas that seem to be at odds with the original intent of Alfred Nobel and his family that set up the Nobel Peace Prize. The woman who awarded me the Prague Peace Prize last July is a family friend of the Nobel family, and she lived in Switzerland for much of her adult life, and she modeled what she does on the original intent of the Nobel Peace Prize. Okay, well, there's lots of things going on in the world, Jim. What's on your radar?
Well, more in the local scene, John, I just saw some videos on this, and I didn't know quite how to make heads or tails out of it, but maybe you already covered this on your show about the Boston event where they went in and tried to take guns, and five people ended up getting shot, but the citizens came out in such numbers that the police left. The people came out with guns, just normal people out of their houses.
Now, and this got past me. This happened in Boston when in the last week?
Yeah, and it really never got anywhere. In fact, YouTube has begun banning any YouTube videos that discuss gun confiscation. And so the story is that this group was considered radical. The mayor of Boston sent the police out to confiscate guns because they had passed a gun law. I don't know all the details. But anyway, there was the police claimed that the group shot first. There was a single shot. So there was an exchange of fire. Five people were killed in the house where they were going into. And then hordes of people came out of their houses with guns, and the police were so outnumbered that they left. And this never hit the mainstream media at all, any news.
Yeah, I usually there's one of the websites I go to, Ammoland.com. They normally can cover events of that nature that are newsworthy, involving the Second Amendment, and it got past them, and certainly got past me, Jim.
So anyway, look.
Hold on, Jim. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 2nd of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Check out the images of continents with new coastlines from movies and TV shows. It's a long list. The listeners are finding these. I can't possibly do this myself. It'd take way too much time. If you find one yourself, get that image to me. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you. It's a lot of fun. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clearance for sale. This is my home business. I use mine every night. If you have issues with arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will help. Not getting a great night's sleep, energy cleaner will help. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, that's why you need an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 90-day money-back guarantee. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. It's a great combination. Everything's right there for sale at my website where you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can also call my toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McKinney. Jim, you've got 2 weekly radio shows. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, is my weekly James McKinney Science Hour at the Crossroads. is ongoing for about 17 years. And all of that also does a live stream, which people listen. It might break up a bit because there's so many people listening on the live stream. But but you do get it all. It just buffers. But then that re-airs a number of different places, number of different venues, including satellites, Western Hemisphere, Eastern Hemisphere. And then my paid cast, my weekly paid cast, is a one-hour additional deep dive science lecture. And those are available on my webpage for $3.95 a month. That occurs every week also. So all of this information, how to listen, on my webpage, which is linked from your page, John.
That's right. That's right. Well, Jim, your project, the Wing Generator Project, continues to move forward. Any updates on that, sir?
Yeah, it's moving forward. That's all I can tell you. That's pretty much, I'm like the plate spinner. My radio shows, interviews, catching up on email and doing all those busy work tasks all week. And then apart from that, besides trying to just live a normal life, whatever that is, I'm very busy with the Wing Generator, and that's going very well in the background. So
you're dating yourself, Jim. People under 55 years old, when you talk about plate spinners, don't have a clue what you're talking about. And we had these variety TV shows back in the 1950s, and it was an act that was repeated by different performers, where performer would have about 20 or so quarter-inch wood dowels attached to a solid base, 5 feet long, sticking horizontal, vertical. And then they would take dinner plates and place them on top of the dowels and get them spinning, and then go and do the next one, until they finally had 10 or 12 or 20 of these things spinning, and they would have to race back and forth to get the earlier one spinning again. And it was entertaining, but it finally wore out its welcome, and we didn't see those anymore. But that's what Jim was talking about, plate spinning, running back and forth to keep the plates rotating.
It'd be like a comedian coming out and telling the same joke over and over again,
Right.
Anyway, I feel like the proverbial plate spinner. But that's good. It keeps me out of trouble.
Right. Well, okay. Well, you're busy with the Wing Generator Project. I know you have a new book in the works. Any progress on it, sir?
No. I'm hoping to get back to that, get a little bit of time. It's almost done. It was almost done last August. And then everything with this Wing Generator deal took off, and just has been, like I liken myself to a guy in a raft in the middle of a rushing river. I can't jump off, and I'm moving down this rushing river, which is the Wing Generator stuff. So it's like that's what's going on now, but right. I'll get back to that.
Okay, we have a caller on hold here. We got Diane in Arizona. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I had wondered, when you were speaking about the changes in the climate and the movie The Day After Tomorrow, where they the temperatures of the ocean dropped, and then we had the big storms, and then the world was encased in snow and ice, or at least the northern hemisphere. You had made a comment about that we should watch that movie, and my question is that something that you, Professor McKenney, have any feeling or awareness of that would be more like an ice age coming, or would it be more like global warming?
Oh, okay. John, were you the one talking about this?
Well, yeah, the film that she's talking about is The Day After Tomorrow. The main premise of the film is the Gulf Stream.
Oh, no, I know
stopped.
All about it. Right. No, I know all about that, but I was saying, were you the one, I don't remember talking about this, were you the one that she's saying that we were talking about this?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know all about it. Art Bell and Whitley Strieber wrote the original book. The Coming Global Superstorm was the name of the book, and the movie was what she was saying, the title there.
Right.
The day after, and so that's. But anyway, my comment was that whether I think the premise there too was that this was man-made, that there would be some tipping point at which weather just went catastrophic, and actually the opposite is true, where if you have warming. Then what happens is it evaporates more water from the oceans, which generates clouds, which brings us cools us down again. And the only thing is that if we cool down too far, we don't get evaporation, and there's no regenerative process to bring the Earth's climate back if we get too cold, and that's what happened in the Ice Age. But the Ice Age was caused by a passing comet, in which we had a tremendous influx of water and ice, the water that turned into ice and the tremendous glaciation that occurred on Earth, and et cetera. But climate is a difficult thing to discuss because it's really long-term weather. And I don't think anybody has a good handle on prediction yet. So... and certainly not myself, nor would I claim to. So anyway, I'm out, not in the prediction of climate business, other than to warn people that make those claims probably are not, you know, dealing with complete science.
Right.
These are interesting.
If you have any opinion as far as, like, if somebody's going to relocate. If they would relocate more equatorial or more towards north,
that's
kind of what I was thinking.
Right now, I don't think it's something that's on the major place to get up and move. You know, I don't think it's in that category. So, and certainly I would not recommend anybody to do anything personal with their lives. If they want to, that's fine, but it's not based on my recommendation. So I would not feel comfortable living on the East Coast, for example, but because of potential tsunamis that could come from the Canary Islands. But that's not related to climate change. But there are places you might not want to live because of earthquake or, you know, high probability of earthquake, major disasters, you know. So, but other than that, those are more personal choices. People live there all the time. And, in fact, our biggest population centers are in what could be considered major either earthquake or tsunami zones. So, go figure.
Okay, Diane, did we answer your question?
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. One of the problems with predicting weather in the future, Jim, there's so many different moving parts, and there's no way to know how the consequences of all these different moving parts when they act in concert to know in advance what's going to happen.
Well, and then besides, there are factors that we don't even know that are coming yet, like a volcano that could go off and change things. There was a lot of chemtrail spraying and cloud making over the last decade, and what they've done is they've cooled the Earth down, and now the northern United States is having very cold winters. They overdid it, you know, and the Earth hopefully will recover from that, but you got people out there trying to change climate, don't know what they're doing, you know, and it's a you know, they're doing the wrong thing, and they decided they should do this, and they were wrong. You know, let's just put it that way. There's no other way to put it.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Anything else that's really got your attention today, Jim?
Well, I saw some videos. This is very interesting about the Nicholas Cruz arrest. And there was the famous shot of him. It's from a helicopter. It's from above. There's the police car. They've got a policeman on each one of his arms. And the clip that you saw in the news was very short. It only lasted about 4 seconds. And they're putting him in the police car head first. And that was it. And the real clip is about 5 minutes long. And they're showing him, and they're holding him up. And he's not even able to stand up. And he's got his hands cuffed behind. And they put him in the car. And then they take his legs. He's not sitting up in the car. He's laying face down. They take his legs and they put him in the car. And then they have these like policemen or SWAT team, whatever, going around shooing all the cameramen away. And then they take Cruz out of the police car. They have a gurney there. They put him on the gurney. They strap him on. He's totally out of it. And then they put him in an ambulance and take him off to the hospital.
Right.
And then the arrest scene, now they've released video of that. They come up. Nicholas Cruz is face down, laying down, immobile. They come up, lift him up, and his arms, they handcuff him. And there are police all over the place, of course, but he doesn't even move. And the police officer then later, they showed a video of the police officer who allegedly made the arrest, said he was walking down the street. He saw him dressed like in the clothes that they were said he was wearing, and you know, street clothes like this orange sweater and some color, light color pants or dark pants, whatever they were. And he said he confronted him, rolled down his window, and made the arrest, and he did not resist. Well, the arrest scene, Nicholas Cruz is face down in the grass, immobile, and not on the sidewalk or anywhere near the sidewalk. So the guy lied about the arrest scene. You know, so something strange is going on here. That's all I can tell you.
Well, under those circumstances, the arresting officer has tachyphrenia fully kicked in, adrenaline's running hot and having, there was concern about Cruz being injured somehow, some way, and that's why they transferred him to the ambulance to make sure that he was not in any kind of physical distress that needed to be.
But he couldn't. Treatment. He was out of it. He was like slumped over. They had one guy on each of his arms. He was not moving.
All the more reason to take him to the hospital to make sure that his injuries were properly treated.
The point is, what you saw in the news was that they were putting him in the police car. That's what the news showed.
Right.
The real story is they hauled him back out of the police car, put him on the gurney, put him in an ambulance, and he was clearly immobile. His head was flopped over to the side, you know. And so the arrest story of him walking down the street and the cop confronting him and putting him in the car is a lie. And so he was laying in the grass in the middle of this park, face down, immobile.
Did we see him when he was face down? Were the police already on the scene when that video was being taken?
The guy was standing there over him with a gun on him.
Okay.
But he wasn't moving.
Well, when a policeman orders you to get face down, you're ordered to not move, generally, except maybe to lace your fingers behind the back of your head, something of that nature.
Yeah, so anyway.
So that would be the right. Unless a person is totally bonkers crazy, they usually follow the officer's instructions to get down and not move.
Yeah, but the guy said he confronted him on the sidewalk, they made the arrest and put him in the car, and that's not what happened, is my point.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand your point there, Jim. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we got time for one more question. We got our last break coming up here momentarily. And the special counsel, Mr. Mueller, looks like he may want to interview the President of the United States. I don't think that's going to happen. What do you think?
Well, no, and there's no need to. I mean, if you look at the whole issue, Mueller shouldn't even be there. Rosenstein went around the rules for setting up a special counsel, and they're saying that the president is not under any type of investigation. Rosenstein said that last week. So
hold that
what do
thought,
they want to
Jim.
Talk
hold that
about?
Thought. We got a call on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jim, we got our last caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. We're almost out of time, Fred.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
yes, you're on the air, Fred.
Real quick, I connected some dots I'd like your opinion on. This is starting with paperclip and how the Germans came into the government, followed by Eisenhower making the statement that he made, followed by recently Catherine Austin Fitz talking about $21 trillion missing, followed by the guy that was the head of Lockheed Martin just before he passed away coming out and saying we're at least 50 years ahead of what everybody thinks we are, followed by a guy named Bill Tompkins, who came out and pretty much had been up to his eyeballs in the programs that they had been putting together. And they were using a term, what they call the secret space program. Bottom line is, if they have this technology and they can do it from space, would they push the envelope to create a war so that they could actually come forward with this technology and then and make their final blow to take control of the world?
I don't think they need that to take control of the world. The problem
they're
running.
You think they have that technology?
I know there's technology out there because I was part of some of it that you don't see. So yeah, that there is technology there that you don't see, and the Navy is a big part of this.
Absolutely,
that's something that's not well known.
Right.
But as far as taking over the world, no, the biggest problem they're having right now is with people waking up to the government fraud. And Belgium just a short while ago, other countries are, you know, Brexit, Trump in the U.S. never ran for office before and wins the presidency. You know, and they're going, you know, John was talking about the special counsel. They're going crazy in the background trying to figure out what to do. Other South American countries coming up on elections, which will displace the power structure that the bankers have put there. That's their biggest problem. And, you know, is trying their old mechanisms, the owning the media, you know, et cetera, has not been working. So
I appreciate your honesty with this because I've had a lot of trouble getting this this information out on RBN. So I knew if I got a hold of you that you'd take a shot at it. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your guys and your program. Thank
okay,
you very
Fred.
Much.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the well, call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, there is a lot of activity. The space shuttle was a smoke screen. You know, every time it went off, people went down to look. Wow, you know, it's like, no, that's not the way you go into space at all. And, you know, chemical rockets, no, that's ridiculous. That's,
yeah,
you know,
space shuttle was a delivery truck. You could put a small school bus inside the cargo bay. And I don't know how many dozens of trips they made up there, but that cargo bay was full of something every trip, wasn't it?
Yeah. But most of the stuff went up in from Russia. The everybody was launching out of Russia, and Russia was happy to launch the stuff within reason. But most, 90% of U.S. launches went up from Russia.
Okay. Jim, we're out of time. Hopefully we'll have a full hour next week when we get you back on, sir.
Okay. Talk to John.
Okay.
Everybody
That's
else.
It for the first hour. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist the second hour. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.